A day after announcing they'll be switching to a healthier blend of oil, Wendy says there'll be no more biggie sizes. Well, at least in name only.
We are introducing a three-tier combo program later on this month, and as part of that, we're doing away with the biggie sizing name. We're going to small, medium, and large.
Company spokesman Bob Bertini, a former biggie size, will now actually be a medium. The trade deficit continues to widen as oil import prices continue to rise, says Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk.
Unfortunately, we're still in the stage where, although exports are starting to pick up a bit, we still are insatiable demand for imports is swamping that, and imported oil is one of those factors.
The deficit did grow by less than expected in April, coming in at $63.4 billion instead of the predicted $65 billion. Your cable bill may be getting cheaper soon thanks to a House-passed telecommunications bill.
The legislation increases competition. Telecom analyst Gary Arland says that's a good thing.
Increased competition is definitely going to push prices down, as it's already done to some degree with the satellite competition.
Arland says it will also unleash a race for who can best bundle their service.
The telcos want to offer the same kind of things that cable offers with CNN and MTV and ESPN and HBO and all the other lineup, but a lot of those deals are still in the works.
Currently, the U.S. doesn't even rank in the top 10 worldwide in broadband deployment. This legislation should change that. Bob Witkin, CNN.
And if you work for Michaels, gear up because the retailer is taking another look at employee stock options paid out over an 11-year period.
Michaels Stores, which of course is that chain of craft stores based down in Texas, says it's not going to be putting in its first quarter report for a while because it's reviewing stock options paid to executives. Get this, from 1990 through 2001.
CNN's Annie Serwer. This is CNN Radio in the Marketplace. I'm Michelle Wright.